City of Edinburgh Council has created a new accessibility commission. It's all about looking at the city and making, well, access easier for people with a whole range of disability and access requirements. Now, joining me today, we have Kirsty Henderson from RNIB Scotland and Zara Todd, who is chairing the commission. Zara, tell us a little bit about this, background to it as well, and what you hope will come from the commission.
So Edinburgh Council brought together a whole load of different stakeholders that were interested in accessibility to start exploring whether there would be any use in setting up an accessibility commission, and have worked with different stakeholders to kind of work out what would be useful. And basically the council agreed to set up the commission, which will be made of disabled people, other experts in the built environment, working together to kind of make Edinburgh a more accessible city for everyone, thinking about what does the city need to grow in the future and be committed to being accessible and inclusive, but also to being green and just being able to enjoy the city regardless of any access needs you might have.
It sounds like quite a large brief to have, because when you think about accessibility, I suppose people first of all think about buildings and transport and things like that. And, you know, for a city the size of Edinburgh and a historic city as well, that probably would be quite a bit of work, quite challenging in some respects.
So the Accessibility Commission will be focused on kind of the streets and getting between places rather than buildings. There are already other groups such as the Edinburgh Access Panel that do more in-depth accessibility, so it'll be focused on streets and how people move around and infrastructure that affects people, like parks and stuff.
And one of the groups involved in this will be RNIB Scotland, and Kirsty is with us. In terms of blind and partially sighted people in the city, what do your customers or stakeholders tell you are perhaps the good points or the bad points, you know, things that could be looked into?
RNIB Scotland last year, we published street credibility report summarising some of the key issues that blind and partially sighted people can face when they're out and about in their towns or cities. Some of the key problem areas are obviously street clutter. City of Edinburgh Council a good few years ago brought in a ban on A-boards, and that's something that's been useful for us as an organisation to ask other local authorities, would they consider enforcing a similar ban, because it makes pavements clearer, it gives everyone more space. I suppose moves to flatten curbs and do away with curbs is an ongoing concern right across the country just now. Detectable curbs, having controlled crossing points, they all provide really important navigational reference points for blind and partially sighted people to get around, and some designs have been moving away from those, which is worrying. Ultimately, though, it's about blind, partially sighted people being able to get around safely and confidently, and not at fear of avoiding moving vehicles, whether that's public transport, cars, or cyclists, is key. So, yeah, we hear about lots of different concerns, and I think if the Accessibility Commission genuinely listens and hears disabled people, including people with sight loss, then that can only be a positive thing.
Zara, some interesting points from Kirsty there, talking about street furniture, street clutter, getting around curbs and things like that. I mean, there will be a lot of things that, you know, no matter what someone's disability or access needs are, there will be some crossover there, but there'll also be some differences as well, won't there?
Disabled people are a very diverse group of people, but this Accessibility Commission will be looking holistically at what we can do to make the city more accessible for everyone, and that will include a very wide range of people. As a disabled person myself, and I'm a wheelchair user, a lot of what Kirsty was talking about actually resonates a lot with me, in terms of if there aren't designated crossings, it can be very difficult to cross the road. Things like street furniture are a massive challenge for me to navigate. One of the things I was thinking about as a Edinburgh resident was actually the number of roadworks and pavement works that happen in the city, perpetually a challenge. And I think what we will hope to do with the commission is look into how things can be building in access from the outset rather than an as an afterthought, but also looking at how we can develop mechanisms so that people living in the city can raise issues and concerns with the council. A really important aspect of the commission and part of why I've been appointed the chair is that it is independent from the council. The idea is that we can challenge the council around accessibility issues and hopefully support them to become more accessible for everyone, really.
Kirsty, you're bringing together a lot of people, a lot of diverse backgrounds, as Zara said, can only be a good thing, and being able to feed that back to the council and ultimately, hopefully influence any future works, any future changes, legislation, and so on. So there is a lot of hope for this. And I know we heard recently about Edinburgh being, I think it's the first city now to declare it has now started implementing pavement parking regulations with fines as well. That came in at January the 1st, but I think Edinburgh's kind of the first one who's really put their head above the parapet.
They're leading the way, I suppose, with actually enforcing the ban. And it's about making the streets more accessible and inclusive for everyone, regardless of age or impairment. Ultimately, people just want the opportunity to be able to see if something's not working for them, these are the reasons why it's not working, and this is what can be done to improve the situation. I think the Accessibility Commission will be a really useful mechanism. A lot of the time, consultations around street designs, plans and proposals, they can be quite visual in nature, and therefore, if you're a person with no or little vision, it can be really difficult to interpret what those plans and designs mean. So having a kind of mechanism like the Accessibility Commission hopefully will give people an opportunity to highlight what the barriers can be in responding to consultations, but also say, these are my experiences, this is how I find my way around this particular area or street, and these are the things that can be done to make it safer.
A really important point there, Zara, isn't it? It's having that voice, it's that lived experience. It's not planners or so on saying this is a good thing, this will work, but it's having actual, the people who'll be using the streets every single day saying, yes, this is good, or no, this isn't.
Yes, and I think it's testament to how the council have designed this commission that disabled people are an integral part of the commission, but also they could have very easily chosen to have it chaired by a non-disabled person or someone that didn't have lived experience, but they've made an active choice in appointing me, but also identifying other disabled people and groups of disabled people that will particularly be able to give insight. And I think that's really important. I think when you're building and designing a city to be future-proof, it has to include disabled people and disabled people with a wide variety of lived experience. So I'm very excited to see what we might be able to get up to.
Well, it'll be great to hear how things progress. Green shoots at the moment for the Commission, but we do wish you all the very best for the future. And to Kirsty and to Zara, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.